The 36th Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival, or shortly known as LAAPFF, presented by Visual Communications, runs online from September 24th to October 31st this year, 2020, and features an exciting lineup of productions by Asian American and Pacific Island artists from across the globe. This year, Faces of Oceania from New Zealand, Aotearoa, has been selected to screen at the Academy Award Qualifying Festival. Faces of Polynesia is a docu-web series that covers the stories of different Pasifika individuals who are excelling in their respective fields, aiming to showcase the oceanic people in their most truthful light. That is powerful and all-inspiring. I probably should take up one of those classes. We're joined now by Executive Director Benji Timu, Kanan Ene, who directed one of the episodes, and producer Teresa Laulu for more. Greetings, Talofa Lava, to all three of you.
Talofa.
Hey, look, Dave, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now, let's start this off by going beauty before age. Teresa, tell us more about the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival, please.
The Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival is a Academy accredited film festival. It showcases Asian and Pacifica content, so, and like films. So it's like really, really, yeah, it's an amazing festival that's been running for since 1983. So it's been around for a bit, and it's really cool that we've been given the opportunity to, I guess, showcase this work, because this is like really important work to all of us and our people.
Thank you,
Benji,
for it.
What do you think?
Yeah, sorry, Benji. Yes.
Oh, well, Therese. Yeah, you said it all, really. It's an amazing opportunity. One of my goals is actually to get an Oscar, hopefully in the near future. So, you know, this pathway is definitely a big door that's been open. Thanks to Therese, you know, and hard work producing all these films and giving us an opportunity to do so. So yeah.
I like that. Kanan, let's give you a question, since the other two have so proudly represented us in the first one. How does it feel to be selected to screen at such a prestigious film festival?
I mean, it's amazing. Like Benji said, you know, we all aspire to attain an award such as the Oscars, and so this is sort of a foot in the door for us. So that we get a bit of experience with the film festivals. Obviously, this is just the first step for us, and from here we'll progress on to make bigger and greater things. But the story that we told through Faces of Oceania was really important, like Therese said, to all of us, important to tell our stories from our perspective.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Faces of Oceania then, while I've got you on. I mean, how did that come about?
Yes, so last year, Therese, she runs a platform called Plantation Conversations, and she found it important for us to be able to tell our stories from our perspective. You know, last year we had things like, I think a media personality called us leeches, and for us, you know, that's not who we are, and that's not who I am growing up. And so I think when Therese approached me, she wanted to combat this narrative that's typified in the media, and so for me it was really important for me to come on board and to tell these success stories of Pasifika people who are doing well in our society, and just challenge the notion that we're leeches and other stereotypes such as that.
I like that. You know, people keep saying that, oh, they always portray South Auckland or other areas of low socioeconomic and bad light. But then my question is, well, then they're not responsible for lifting us up. They can say whatever they want to say, but it's up to those of us who live within that community to do something with it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, an assigned word is what it is. Someone else's mouth saying something that's not true. Now, in terms of the vision that you all had in mind when making the Faces of Oceania, other than looking at, you know, removing some of the narratives that you felt weren't true, what would you say some of the visions that formed you guys coming together and putting Faces of Oceania out into the community? Benji, or whichever one of you, you can add.
Oh, what was the question again? Just trying to rationalize the question.
Well, visualize this, Benji. No. Tell us, hey, discipline kids. What was the vision that you all had in mind when making and putting together Faces of Oceania?
I guess it was like a combination of everything that we just said, you know. We had other people trying to reclaim our narrative, so we want to reclaim that back. We had a false perception from the public of who Pacific Islanders were. So a lot of the times our successes weren't highlighted through mainstream media. So I guess, you know, using this big platform such as Plantation Conversations and our skills such as filmmakers and visual storytellers, we wanted to change that narrative in our own way. And rather than going through mainstream media, creating our own platforms and creating our own opportunities to tell these stories. So that really was the vision to, I guess, let everyone know that, you know, we're not like what people see us in Police 10-7, for example. We're much more successful than that. So yeah, that really was the vision.
It's the same way people look at me and Brian. All they see is beautiful faces and 7 abs that we don't have, but look, we're a lot more than that. Speaking of narrative, Therese, now you were saying that you wanted to reclaim the narrative that is rightfully ours, which is to show people how incredibly and nuanced we are as a Pacific people. Do you feel that Faces of Oceania achieved in terms of you wanting to portray, to put that out, or is there, this is just step one to many other projects that you guys like to do that will continue to show us in a light? So do you think this, you know, you've achieved it with Faces of Oceania?
I think that it was more of a like step towards, you know, continuing down that, you know, path of trying to showcase how I guess diverse our communities are. I still think that there's so much work to do in that space, simply because, you know, it's been like a very long time where we've been, I guess, exposed to narratives that aren't true and that do not define us or our communities or people. So we definitely have a long way to go, but this is a great step, I guess, in the right direction. And we just, you know, need to keep trudging along. Yeah.
Directions are taken by those who take the first bold step. So, you know, good on you guys for doing that. Now, in terms of where our people can see Faces of Oceania, is there a platform that our Pacifica people or Aotearoa in general can hop onto to view it for themselves?
Yep, they can watch it on VC Media. The website of the festival. It will be, I think it will be available on the 10th of October, right up until the end of the festival, which is around the 24th or the 31st of October. So, they will be able to, watch on there. We still haven't got, and I think we still haven't, our film page isn't live yet, so we won't be able to promote that until later on. Yeah.
Awesome. Quickly, Kanan, what are you? What do you have in the pipeline coming up for what you're particularly working on as a director, writer, and filmmaker?
Yeah, so my work is mainly in the social space, so doing work online, but I've got a couple of documentaries in the pipeline planned for next year and also for release at the end of this year.
Thank you. And from your first cast, we say yes. Benji, Timu, what are you working on for the Informazione of the Pacifica?
Good question. This weekend, I'm actually heading down to the Māori Land Film Festival down in Ōtaki, just outside of Wellington, to showcase my film last year called Diaspora, The Tales of Diaspora. That's the heading of the film that I made. I nearly forgot the title. I'll be showcasing and premiering that this Sunday down in near Wellington.
Awesome. So, yeah. Therese, what do you got going on within the same creative space, either with the boys or in your own field that you're working on right now?
I'm writing some stuff at the moment, and I just kind of working on a short film. Other than that, just trying my best to, I guess, continue disrupting that mainstream narratives. But yeah, that's all I've got going on at the moment.
Girl, don't just disrupt. When you leave, take the whole couch with you. Look, quickly, what we want to do is when we have young people like yourselves come on air, we want to have a little bit of takeaway for our listeners that are tuning in today. So quickly, starting with you, Kanan, any words of encouragement or anything from your journey thus far? Because I know that you guys have so much more that you're walking into. What you've learned along the way that you'd like to impart with our listeners this morning, from Molly Kanan?
Yeah, I guess the main thing would be to understand that storytelling is important. And so for me as a filmmaker, it's important to tell other people's stories, those who aren't able to, those who don't have a voice in the mainstream. And so for anyone out there, I'd encourage you just to pursue your career and what you want to do. And remember that we are a community. So we look out for each other.
I like that. Benji.
Yo, I guess I'd say the notion of being a storyteller isn't restricted to us filmmakers. I'd say that us Polynesians are, people of the Pacific are natural storytellers. And so whether that be through dance, whether that be through your Instagram page, we're all storytellers. So I guess use that as an opportunity to reclaim that narrative, like we say all the time, and to, you know, make sure that our stories are true.
I like that. Good stories too, eh, bro? Because not Kiwa stories. Yeah. Anyway, Therese, final words to the big words of the lady in the house.
No, I just think, like, just echoing on what Benji and Kanan said, you know, like the importance of being able to tell your own stories and how film isn't the only way that we can tell these stories. I also think that it is, for me, like in my personal experience, being able to do Faces of Oceania without Benji and Kanan wasn't possible. So like, as well as telling stories, it's also about like, you know, the people around you who help you to tell those stories and remembering, you know, the important role that they play. So yeah. Thank you, Benji and Kanan.
Yeah, thank you, Benji and Kanan. And there thus lie the story of Indigenous supporting one another. Benji Timu, Kanan Ene, and Therese Laulu, thank you so much for sharing your story this morning with us. We wish you guys all the best, not just with this particular project, but all stuff that you got coming on in the future. So, faf tai, te re lava.
Thank you.